Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Being Blind.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother or sister, "Let me remove the splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother or sister's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a child, there was a man who often walked down to this train station with a white cane. Mr. Hughes was on his way to Lincoln Center to play with the New York Philharmonic. He was blind, yet a violinist with an important role in the orchestra. My mother said that he was the first violinist. I found it hard to believe, not just for his musical ability, but to take the train, the subways, and all to get to New York. He showed me that I was blind to his ability due to my prejudices about blindness. Who are the people you try not to see because they are not as good as you are, not the same culture, color, or religion? Today's paper had someone claiming those receiving financial aid were lazy. I doubt they'd ever been in a home or company of those seeking help for food, clothing, or college loans. I remember once visiting a Hispanic couple with a new baby. She was in a dresser drawer. They offered me something to drink because they were so excited, but they only had a half a bottle of orange juice and one egg in the refrigerator. Yet there was this large stereo system in the living room. I was aghast. Yet the sister in charge of the Hispanic ministry when I got home explained how music was the most important thing in that culture, and you share what you have. They had only been there a month and had no idea of what winters in the north were like. I learned about the plank in my eye. It changed my vision of immigrants in that area. Today's gospel wants us to think first before we judge others and see how we are blind to their need. What persons do you see today that you will need to rethink and change your ways? How will you see like Jesus?